With the one guy that always follows you. Like,
Don.
Yeah. I'm in a type of research on.
I searched him, but all I came up was this singer that's still alive. Some kind of musician, dude.
His name is what?
Don Chapman.
I'll just do EM, whatever. Oh, from the first time being down here until now. The air's a little.
I didn't pay
like a little tighter. Now than before.
I didn't pay attention.
I'm half awake.
I was down there afterwards picking up the sewing desk, and I was just busy cleaning and didn't notice anything, but wasn't paying attention to anything.
I don't like coming down here.
Yeah.
You could call it the 9-year-old scared of the basement.
Oh, no. no. That's... I'm sorry.
Tell them what happened in that room with you.
Well, my bed used to be right here. Alright. And I would hear all sorts of weird things. Like, it sounded like kids were playing. Like, it sounded like they were singing. Like, one time, I swear to God, I had heard Ring Around Rosie.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, am I losing my mind? You know, I'm looking around, and okay, whatever. There's been many times that I could feel really, you know how you just get a really bad feeling?
Yeah.
Like, I'd just be sitting there, I'd be like, okay, time to go upstairs now, you know, there's been all sorts of things that I've heard and seen down here. There was when it was me, Gina, her husband, Jeff, I forgot who else was with us, but we were doing like a little, not seance, but doing our own little investigation.
Yeah.
And something had come through to me, and the letter D came through. And it was really cold. It was really bad hatred feeling. I'm just like, okay. Can we go upstairs now, guys? You know?
Yeah.
There's been many times that I've heard, like, growling down here. Like I said, the kids chit-chatting. All sorts of weird things down here.
Yeah. The air is a lot tighter, like, now, other than the last time I was here.
Mm-hmm. It's because they follow me. I don't know why. I don't like it.
Like, I should tell them to stay here for tomorrow night.
Right? Don't follow me to Lantern. Let me sleep for once.
I don't know the Ouija board, like, when and...
Oh, God, that was New Year's Eve of 2000.
Yeah, like,
that was 10 years ago.
Exactly. Like, almost in the same city, or, whereabouts?
It was at 22 and, oh, God, Romeo Plank. So, it was about...
It's really not that far.
Right, it was a couple miles away. You know, it was one of those Milton Bradley glow-in-the-dark ones.
Yeah.
You know, it was New Year's Eve. Me and my friend were bored, and, you know, I thought she was pushing it. She thought I was pushing it, so we said, I don't know, hell with it. And we just, you know, thought, okay, this is stupid. We just put it back in the box and threw it underneath her sister's bed. And then after that, that's when it started. A couple days later, she had come over here and spent the night. We were sitting in the living room, and, like, imagine this is the living room, right? The TV's here, the piano's here, this couch here, and here's the fireplace. It's just reversed. Well, we're sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden, on this side of the fireplace, it looks somebody in, like, 19th century clothing. It was not 1812, it was new.